Hey, Danny, can you give me $50 so I can buy Foosket Ball?
What's Foosket Ball?
It's a game PJ was selling at his garage sale.
I don't have $50, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I left my garage sale for nothing.
No, hold on, PJ. I just gotta get my dang to puppy dog eyes. Works every time.
Hey, daughter. Can you please give me $50 so I can buy Foosket Ball?
No, Jeffy, we can't afford it.
I hate you!
Sorry, kid. Come back when you actually have the money.
Jeffy, I'm sorry. We just don't have money to buy stupid stuff like that.
Marvin, our Chick-fil-A's here.
Oh, so you have money to buy food, but you don't have $50 to give me for Foosket Ball?
Dang it, they forgot our root beer.
Oh, I hate it when they forget our drinks. Leave the lowest review possible.
Okay.
Look, Jeffy, I got an idea. Why don't you become an Uber Eats driver?
What's Uber Eats?
It's a food delivery service. You just get paid to deliver people food. You could make $50 in a day, and then you can buy your own damn Foosket Ball.
Okay. I'm gonna go sign up right now.
Baby, now that he has a job, he'll be out of the house, and that'll give us some alone time to eat our Chick-fil-A.
Yay!
All right, Cody, it's your turn to bowl.
Okay, here I go. Strike, bitches!
Wait, no, you're supposed to roll it. You can't throw it, Cody.
Yeah, that's cheating!
Hey, guys, I'm about to go to work.
Oh, where do you work, Jeffy?
I'm an Uber Eats driver, so I deliver people's food.
Oh, well, we're hungry, right, guys?
Yeah.
Like, can we ride with you?
Yeah, sure, come on.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah. That'll do her. Lawn's all mowed. I love the smell of freshly cut grass.
Honey, I'm done mowing the lawn. I'm parched. Pour me a glass of Sunkist. Hey! The Sunkist! I want it now!
Here you go, my hardworking man.
Thanks, honey.
Bitch, you didn't put any ice in this? I've been out in the hot sun all day, and you think I want to come inside and have some room temperature Sunkist?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You know I like 3 pieces of ice in my Sunkist.
I'll go get you some. Here you go.
I don't even want it anymore. It's ruined.
Okay, honey. Well, what would you like me to cook you for dinner?
Well, I can't even trust you to pour me a decent glass of Sunkist. I don't think I can trust you to make dinner. I think we should just order some Uber Eats. Maybe some Mexican, like a chimichanga, and a chicken quesadilla, and some chips and queso.
That sounds good, honey. Kids, get down here.
Yes, Mother?
I'm hungry.
Well, me and your mother were thinking about ordering Mexican food tonight.
Ooh, well, in that case, I would love some steak fajitas. Ooh, and some of that extra white stuff all over it.
Sour cream?
Yeah, that.
I want a cheeseburger.
Now, hold on just a darn second. Did you kids do your homework?
No.
Well, then you Mexican not have any food tonight, so go upstairs and do your homework.
Aww.
We'll try again tomorrow night. All right, honey, I'm going to order some of this Mexican food.
Okay, Jeffy, where are we picking up food from?
It says we got to get some Mexican food from a food truck.
You guys like Mexican food?
Last time my family got food from a food truck, my mom had to have part of her colon removed, and now she has a colostomy bag.
All right, guys, I just got the food from the food truck. Can you guys hold the food for me while I drive?
Yeah, I will. Give me a bag.
All right, hold that one, Junior.
Oh, it smells so good.
All right, guys, hold this one.
Yeah, sure, dude. Woo, this just smells good.
Well, let's see what they got. Oh, guys, they got a chicken quesadilla. Oh, and some queso.
Wait, does this say nachos?
It sure does.
Oh, nigga, I love nachos.
Oh, Jeffy, can we eat some of it?
Sure, I don't think they would mind. Just don't spill any in my car.
Oh, awesome.
All right, guys, we're here. Stop eating it and box it back up.
Ay, 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 ay. Muy delicioso, sir.
Hey, Junior, you want the other half of my changa?
My quesadilla was mid.
Hey, watch out, you almost stepped in the queso.
No, Cody, I don't want any of the chimichanga. I got full off the nachos, but box it back up because Jeffy has to deliver it.
Aw, man.
Okay.
I hope you're hungry. Food's here.
It is the food. Thank you, sir. Honey, it smells delicious. What the? There's queso everywhere. The driver must have hit every speed bump on the way here. Still looks better than your cooking. Wait, what the hell is this? Is this a half-eaten quesadilla? What is that? And a half-eaten chimney? It looks like someone ate our food. This is unacceptable. I'm gonna have to file a complaint.
All right, Jeffy, what's the next food place we're going to?
I don't know, but I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Hey, is this the Uber Eats driver?
Yeah.
Are you full? Because you ain't half my goddamn food. Now, I think you need to issue me a refund.
No.
No? What do you mean no? You ain't half my goddamn food and now you won't give me my money back? You need to give me a refund right now.
You'll be fine.
Who is that?
I don't know. I think it was a prank call. But our next order is Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
All right, Junior, I think there's some nuggies in here if you want a peep game.
Oh, I want some nuggies. You guys want some nuggies?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sip on this milkshake for a little bit. Cookies and cream as fuck.
Oh, honey, our Chick-fil-A's almost here.
Oh, good. I can't wait to eat my Cobb salad with extra boiled egg.
And I can't wait for my cookies and cream milkshake. I'm going to be a fat piece of shit tonight.
But Boynie was supposed to be on a diet.
I'll go on the diet tomorrow. Tonight, cookies and cream.
Boynie, you're already cheating on our diet? It's only day one.
I cheat on everything, even you.
What?
Hey, look, our food's almost here. I'm going to go wait by the door like a dog.
Cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream. Ooh, it's Evie's pulling up cookies and cream.
Does anyone see the house number 2159?
No, I can't see anything. It's dark. And also, I'm eating chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, there he is. Milkshake time. Oh, I can't wait to drink it. Wait, where are you going, buddy? Oh, he's probably just turning around.
Guys, I can't find this house anywhere.
Yeah, it's really dark. You can't see any of the house numbers. I think we should just go home, because my stomach hurts really bad, and I have to poop from eating all this food.
Me too.
Yeah, and we can keep all the food, because this cookies and cream milkshake is yummy as tits.
Okay, now it's milkshake time. Yummy. Where the fuck are you going? I'm right here, dumbass. Oh, I'm gonna have to chase him down. Hey, jerk off. I'm right here. Stop the car. Jesus, what is wrong with this guy? Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? My house is back there.
I couldn't see the numbers.
Well, just give me my food and my milkshake.
Okay.
Jesus.
Here's your food.
Thank you.
And here's your milkshake.
Thanks. Wait, my milkshake is half fucking drank.
Yeah, it was good.
What the fuck? Wait, hey, asshole! Hey! God damn it. Karen, I'm so mad I'm shaking.
What's wrong, Boynie?
That stupid ass, dumb ass, idiot ass Uber driver drove past the house twice and I had to chase him down. And then when I caught up with him, he drank half my goddamn milkshake.
Well, good, Boynie. You're not supposed to be having milkshake.
It's not good, Karen. It's bullshit. I'm gonna eat some fries and calm down.
French fries? Boynie, you're supposed to be on a diet.
Oh, you've gotta be kidding me. He ate all my fries, Karen. It's just crumbs left.
Well, good. They're not healthy for you. Well,
what about my Sophie's chicken nugget? Did he touch that? God help him if he touched that. It's a one-piece chicken nugget, Karen, he ate all my food, that bastard!
Well, he didn't mess with my Cobb salad!
Of course not, Karen, it's a Cobb salad. It's disgusting, it's not even food. I'm gonna get in my cop car, and I'm gonna pull him over and arrest his ass!
Boynie, you're overreacting!
No, I'm not, Karen, it's my cookies and cream. Nobody messes with my cookies and cream!
Boynie, just request a refund!
That's not good enough, Karen, I want him dead! I want the death penalty!
Junior, that guy was so rude! All I wanted was half of his milkshake!
I know, people are so mean these days.
Oh, there's that bastard! Pull over, jerk off!
Guys, 12 is behind us.
Tom Brady?
No, nigga, the police!
Pull over, Jeffy.
Oh, my God!
Jeffy, come give Marvin his Father's Day card!
Here's our daddy. It. World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. Unless we're telling him, huh?
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? It's not a Father's Day, it's a Farter's Day!
Yeah, I get it.
Like a
like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend!
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die!
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Wanna kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Ah! Lucy's a bitch.
Chippy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jeffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt, and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, Why have you only ever signed 3 paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those 3 paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the Zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Sheet.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no. He's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't talk to me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby. We can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going
to
give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed 3 of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign. And his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard, and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life, and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man. I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay. Well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018. Excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
Judge! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really a...
What? I want half.
No, you're not going to get half.
I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
no,
second?
No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, don't. You're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
Well, oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no. Listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You would be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100 million.
How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Broken Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a Blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your Blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello? All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Sauvignon.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he signs a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Broken Guy is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You'd get $25 million, and he'd get $25 million, I'd get $50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want $50 million, and you guys each get $25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind. I want $50 million now.
You both can't get $50 million, because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine. I'll get $25 million, he'll get $25 million, you'll get $50 million.
Okay, good. Deal.
Alright, so give me the $10 million, I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting, I already have one.
You already have a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting?
I do, let me go get it. All right, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
All right, so all you have to do is get him to sign it. So go.
What do you mean go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it, so grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfectly.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, we're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. You know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting 30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay. Just sign right here.
Wait a minute! This is Royal Puss! I have been tricked!
Grab it, run!
Sacre bleu!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million!
$10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, M.K. Jacques-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man, I never get the millions of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, pal? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Daddy. Gee.
Speeding or anything? Hey! Hey, roll the window down, dickweed!
Was I speeding, officer?
No, but you drank my cookies and cream milkshake, so now you're going to jail. Get out of the car!
Order, order, order! Order!
I am the Honorable Judge Fubak, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, the Uber Eats driver, versus Brooklyn Tea Guy, the customer. Mr. Guy, you are accusing Jeffy of eating, quote-unquote, your goddamn food and half of your cookies and cream milkshake.
Oh, I'm not accusing him. I know he did it. He said it was good. He drank my fucking milkshake, that goon.
Mr. Guy, control yourself. Justice will be served. Jeffy, did you consume this man's food and half of his cookies and cream milkshake?
Well, I didn't eat the food, but I did drink half the milkshake, and it was good.
Well, that's like saying you shot the sheriff, but you did not shoot the deputy. If you didn't eat this man's food, then who did?
My friend in the car with me. They were hungry.
Well, I hope your friends die, too.
Mr. Guy, control yourself. Now, Jeffy, you are an Uber Eats driver. It is your job to deliver other people's food, but you decided it would be a good idea to eat and drink other people's food. This is one of the most horrendous crimes I've ever heard of. So I am sentencing you to give this man a full refund for his food, and I am banning you from ever being an Uber Eats driver ever again.
Hold on, Mike.
And that is an order.
Not good enough, sir. Not good enough. He drank my cookies and cream milkshake. Cookies and cream. I feel like not enough has been done here. There's got to be a way to get the cookies and cream milkshake out of his stomach. I want his taste buds not to have ever tasted my milkshake. I want the Men in Black machine to erase the memory of him drinking and enjoying my cookies and cream milkshake. I want him to throw up the milkshake right here in court and I drink it. I don't want him to experience happiness ever again because he stole my happiness from me.
Well, I can order him to buy you a new cookies and cream milkshake. Is that good?
No, that's a different cookies and cream milkshake. I want my original milkshake out of his body.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that. So you're going to have to accept the fact that your milkshake is digesting in his belly.
Then I want his poop. Yeah, his poop. I want to keep it so I can have part of that original milkshake.
Done. Jeffy, I order you to poop in a container and give it to Mr. Guy. God damn it! Will someone please glue that thing down?
Thank you, sir.
Court is dismissed.
Now, hold on. He ate my food too, Your Honor.
Listen, we can't separate his food from his poop and your food from his poop, so you two just split the poop 50-50 and figure it out. I'm going home.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, hey, Jeffy. How was your Uber Eats job?
It was great.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Your son is going to poop in this container, and I'm going to eat it.
What?
He ate my cookies and cream milkshake, and I want it back. So go on, Jeffy. Squirt out my cookies and cream milkshake. Poop! Poop! Damn it! Poop! Why won't you poop?
That's disgusting!
No, it's revenge! Poop!
Guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the rest. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Jimmy.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
Make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bass. Eggs, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fry.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Todd, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Todd, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Todd, your blindfold, put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh. Wait, I think I'm getting it, sir.
John, look what you did!
There's no way! Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Quinceañera! Get in here! Mess time!
You pour for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with a napkin?
CC's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad, quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help, there's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here. Someone has been murdered.
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well, then I'll be right there.
Thank you. Please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick-or-treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick-or-treat.
What? It's 3 fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
But we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
All right, the body's over here!
Zoinks, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Look, we're going to solve this murder. We're going to find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not going to solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang. We can solve murders just like they do in the show.
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man. Does anyone, pull out, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. If we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he's going to remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay, fine.
Uh-oh. Come on, Scooby, just slip it.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
Well, what are you saying?
Robo-Raggy.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby Gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby Gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what clues have you found?
Eat that shitty food. Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit with me.
All right, Chives, down. Down. Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe. What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right then, down.
But sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Oh, sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
We're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear that. This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay.
What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail. Oh, God.
Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please, please don't let me stay here.
All right, Mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No! No, it's your turn! No!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on.
Yeah, it's mine, nigga!
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spending it, didn't you?
Oh, no, no, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spending it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
Officer Simmons, Officer Gar, get in here.
Okay, we'll ask the chief. Chief, when you're pulling somebody over for a DUI, is it okay to let them go if they're almost home?
Because they've won. They're already almost there.
No, you're supposed to arrest them. See, Simmons, I told you.
Dawn, I guess I made a mistake.
Well, I need you two to focus because I have a very important mission for you. Now, this is one of the FBI's most wanted criminals, and he's on the loose. But we got an anonymous tip that says he's going to be at a house later tonight. So I need you two to stake out the house, and if he shows up, arrest him. But make sure he doesn't see you, because this is our last chance to arrest him before he gets on a plane to Cuba.
But sir, if we know he's going to Cuba, why don't we just arrest him at the airport?
Because it's Charlotte Airport.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No, I fucking hate Charlotte Airport. You're right. This is our last chance. Come on, Simmons.
Ooh, can we stop at Dairy Queen on the way there?
Dairy Queen? Why?
Because they got the ice cream you can flip upside down and it won't spill out.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh. All right, Simmons, that's the house.
Look, mate, it's not spilling.
I swear to God, Simmons, if you spill that ice cream in my Hyundai Sonata, the next crime we investigate is going to be your murder.
It's not going to spill, mate. It's a blizzard.
Well, look, let's just focus. Hold on, let me see if I can see anything through my binoculars. Okay, Simmons, I don't see anything.
Mate, I don't think this is the address we're supposed to be at.
I know. This is my ex-girlfriend's house. I just want to see if she's moved on.
Well, aren't you married?
Yes, but she's the one that got away. She was so hot, and she broke my heart. Let's see. Oh, there's two cars in the driveway, and one of them's a pickup truck. That has to be a guy. Oh, God, I bet he's bigger than me, and I bet he's uncircumcised. Oh, look at that license plate. It says uncut. He's definitely uncircumcised, and he has those big aluminum testicles hanging off the back. She just opened the blinds. Oh, God, I think she sees me. Wait, she's pointing at me. Oh, God, he just walked up, and he's naked, and he is uncircumcised. Wait, now she's pointing at it? Oh my God, that is the most uncircumcised penis I've ever seen! Now she's holding up a sign that says, I bet you wish you were this uncircumcised! I do, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, it's my parents' fault! Oh God, that is so uncircumcised, it looks like an umbilical cord! Simmons, we gotta go to the house we're supposed to be at, I can't look at this anymore! Okay, Simmons, now we're at the correct house.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just sit here and wait for that criminal to show up. Wait, somebody's walking up to the house right now.
Oh, hi there.
I'm here to get down to business.
All right, come on in.
Look, Simmons, that dark-complected man just went into the house.
Is that the criminal?
Not this time.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just wait for the real criminal. Let me have some of that ice cream.
Well, it's probably melted by
now. What the fuck? There's a guy behind us. God damn it, he's gonna blow our cover. Go around, I'm parked! What? Go around! Jesus, this guy's gonna... Are you shitting me?
Hey, move out of the road, dumbass!
Hey, fucktard, I'm parked on the curb!
Yeah, I know, I almost hit your ass, now move!
Well, maybe you need to learn how to fucking drive, idiot!
Well, maybe you need to stop being such a pussy!
Oh yeah, well guess what, I'm a cop, and if I wasn't on a stakeout right now, I'd cream your ass!
Oh yeah, do it! pussy.
Yeah, I would, but your mother, how about that?
Hey, hey, what you say about my mother? I ought to come over there and beat your ass.
Yeah, she's ugly.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least my mother loves me. I bet yours hates your guts.
She does, and that was very hurtful.
Yeah, now get out of here, ugly. My next stop's gonna be to your wife's house. That way I can bang her.
Oh, how about you just go where you're going and you stop yelling at me?
I don't think I want to. I think I like it here.
Look, I'm doing very important work right now. Just go away.
I don't give a shit.
You're trying to be inconspicuous and you're fucking it up.
I don't give a shit. Up your ass.
How much do I have to pay you to leave?
$10.
Well, all I got is a $5.
Well, blow it up your ass, then.
What? No, hey. How about you just take the $5? Come on.
Okay, fine. Give it here. Okay,
fine, just take the goddamn money.
All right, thank you, sir.
This fucking guy.
I may well know what they're yelling about.
That asshole behind us. He just kept coming with the comebacks. He was very witty. I had to pay him $5 to go away because he was blowing our cover. But I promise you, if this wasn't a stakeout, I would have shot his ass.
Yeah, mate, just remember to turn off your body cam.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, right? What the hell is he doing? Oh, no, come on, I gave you $5. Go away. Okay, Simmons, get your gun. This could get ugly.
All right.
Wait. You don't think he's going in the house, do you? Hold on. Let me grab my binoculars. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, you made it.
Hey, you started without me?
Yeah, I had to test it out. It was warm.
Okay, let's get it.
Simmons, that was weird.
What happened, Mutt?
Well, the dark complexion man answered the door naked, and then the mean guy went inside.
Well, maybe that guy was in the shower.
Yeah, maybe. Damn it, I'm getting a phone call. Ugh, it's my daughter. Hello?
Dad, are you going to make it to my piano recital?
Sure, honey. When is it?
Right now.
Right now? Oh, no. That is not happening.
Dad, you always miss them. You said you'd be here for this one.
Yeah, but Daddy's on a really important stakeout right now. You know Daddy catches bad guys.
I can't believe you're missing my piano recital again. You're the worst dad ever.
No, I'm not. Come on, just FaceTime me. I can watch it through the phone.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. Come on, just FaceTime me.
Okay,
she's FaceTiming.
Hi, Dad. Can you see me?
I sure can, Princess. Now you rock the fuck out of that piano.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's great, honey. Yeah, that's definitely what I paid for those piano lessons for. All that noise. Jesus, Simmons, this is terrible. I'm just going to hang up and pretend the call dropped. Ugh.
Oh, look, mate. Someone else is going up to the door.
Where?
Hey, my brother.
All right, let's do this. I got a balloon full of coke in my ass.
Hey, it's not clowning around to get in.
Well, Simmons, it just got weirder. A clown just showed up.
Maybe it's a birthday party.
Oh, you're right. Maybe that's why the criminal's coming. It's a surprise party for him.
Yeah, we can't ruin it.
Well, yes, we can, Simmons. Just like you can arrest somebody for a DUI, even if they're close to their house. Wait, somebody's walking up to the car.
Hey, man.
I don't have any money. Go away.
Is this an electric vehicle?
What? No, this is a Hyundai Sonata.
You know that's bad for the environment, man.
Okay, this car gets 38 miles per gallon on the highway. I think the environment is going to be just fine.
But the ozone layer is melting and the baby polar bears are dying, man, because it's hot. It's hot as fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the baby polar bears. I'm on a stakeout right now.
And you shouldn't eat steak, man. That's a red meat and they have to kill the happy cows.
Yeah, well, the happy cows are delicious, so get out of my face, you hippie freak. You're gonna get me caught.
Oh, by that house over there?
Yes.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait, no, come back! Oh, shit, Simmons, we're in trouble.
Hey, really? Who invited you?
I just wanted to see what's going on, man.
Hey, we got room for one more? Yeah, come on in, man.
Right on, man.
Whoa, Simmons, they just let that guy inside.
They let that guy inside?
Yeah, there can't be any illegal activity going on in there if they're just letting random people in. You know what, Simmons, you go in there.
I can't go in there. I'm dressed like a cop.
Well, take your uniform off.
I don't have any other clothes underneath my uniform.
Well, you can go in there naked. The black guy's already naked.
But then they'll see my shrimp, and I don't have an Outback Colossal shrimp. I have one of the little popcorn shrimps.
Simmons, nobody's going to judge your shrimp. And besides, the criminal might already be in there, so just get in there.
All right, mate. I'll do it.
Don't look at my shrimp.
Wait, what are you doing here? We don't got room for no more.
Oh, come on. I just want to come inside and check it out.
I mean, you are in your birthday suit already, so come on in, man.
Huh, they let Simmons inside. Well, I guess I'm just going to sit here and wait and see if he calls for backup.
Marvin, there's a strange car parked outside the Huckerdoo house. I haven't seen it before, and a bunch of people are going inside the house, too.
Let me call Hank and make sure everything's fine. It's ringing.
Howdy, Marvin.
Hey, Hank. Are you at home?
No, I'm out on a business trip, and the kids are at their grandparents' house, and my wife's home alone.
Oh, well, there's a weird car parked outside your house, and my wife said she saw a bunch of people going inside your house.
She probably ordered Uber Eats or some DoorDash or some Grubhub.
Okay, just making sure everything's fine.
Yeah, just call me if there's an emergency, Marvin.
All right, I'll let you know. He doesn't seem worried about it.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it, Mike.
What, Simmons, what happened in there?
She made my popcorn shrimp feel like a lobster tail.
What?
I put it in her Outback, and then I went down under and got a face full of chocolate lava cake.
Well, was there any illegal activity in there?
There should have been. Her taking 6 shrimps at once should have been illegal. She looked like a blooming onion.
What are you talking about? Oh, ew. What was the criminal in there?
I don't know. I couldn't see it because my face was betwixt 2 butt cheeks.
How much longer are we going to have to wait for this guy? My ass is starting to hurt.
Yeah, so is hers.
Wait, I think I see him.
Hey, man, you're late. It's all dried up now.
I don't care. I'll lick it up.
That's the spirit. Get your ass in here, nigga.
That's him! That's him! Simmons, let's go get him!
Please don't make me go back in there, mate. I'm gonna want seconds.
Ew, Simmons, ew. I'll go get him then.
All right, don't get tempted, mate.
I won't. Police, freeze! Everybody on the ground! Oh, God, you're already on the ground.
Wait, who invited the car?
Well, I didn't.
I guess everybody just, like, disconnect.
Good news, everyone. The Coke balloon is still in my ass.
We'll come back to that later. You are under arrest.
Ah, man!
I'll let you finish, though.
Ah, my man!
All right, sir, we got him.
Well, what took you boys so flippity-flapping long?
Well, I had to let him finish.
I last a long time.
Yeah, he does. Lucky.
Well, good work, boys. But Officer Simmons, I couldn't help but notice from your body cam footage that you took your uniform off. Why?
I had to go spelunking in a cave. It was a chocolate cave from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't understand.
Well, let me explain, sir.
What, Simmons? You banged a witness? Oh, that is it. You are suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
Well, I'd spend 2 weeks of pay on that experience. And since I'm already suspended, I might as well go back over there.
You know what? I think I might go check it out, too.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go, too.
Okay, you guys have fun. Now, wait a minute. Get back here. You can't do that.
Oh, rats. I almost got you.
Yeah, you're under arrest. But I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait. No one's here to watch me. I mean, I might as well go back over there, too.
Contract, so he wouldn't do that.
Well, even if they had a contract, I don't care. What are they going to do, make me act? I want to just stand there with my arms folded and pout until they give me money. J.K. Rowling, more like J.K. Rowling in the dough. Transphobic bitch.
Well, I think it's time for you to take this to the kid.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm full, and hospital food sucks, so I'm sure he'll appreciate this. Although he's NPO, so he's not even really going to be able to eat it. But at least he can smell it until I get hungry again. Then I'm going to say, stop sniffing, I'm hungry, get him that food.
Well, I meant take him Shrek 5.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that, too. Okay, I'll grab both of those and then take another Coke for the road.
Marvin, I don't like your friend.
Yeah, I really got to get to that hospital. Now, where's my car?
Oh, shit!
Oh, thank God, I saved the chicken Alfredo. Wouldn't want anything to happen to this. Oh no, but Trick 5! Oh, please don't be broken, please don't be broken. Oh, thank God, it's safe. Oh no, the car's coming back. Oh no, I did it again, I chose the chicken Alfredo. Oh, please don't be broken. Oh, it's so broken. Oh, I'm screwed. That kid with cancer's gonna be sad. I gotta go tell him. Hey there, buddy. How are those Swiss rolls smelling?
I can't smell anything because my olfactory nerve was damaged from the chemo.
Oh, right. Well, guess what you were about to get?
What?
This copy of Shrek 5.
Well, why can't I watch it?
Well, because some asshole decided to save Chicken Alfredo instead of Shrek 5 from being run over by a car. It's me. I am the asshole. But this Chicken Alfredo is the shit. You would have picked it, too.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's what happened. And I would remind you not to raise your voice in the cancer unit. You know, this is the loudest I've ever heard you be.
I don't even have cancer. I faked the whole thing. So you would give me a copy of Shrek 5 for my Make-A-Wish. And I was going to steal the idea and take it to Pixar.
Wait a minute. How would Pixar even steal Shrek 5?
Well, we wouldn't steal Shrek 5. We would just steal the plot and then make it some Green Goblin or shit.
What? Okay, but you went through extensive chemotherapy treatment. How much is Pixar paying you?
A lot.
Oh, wow. Damn, this is crazy. I should tell Marvin about this.
Marvin, just get a fork.
Marvin, you're never gonna believe this. It turns out that kid I told you had cancer didn't actually have cancer. He was just a Pixar employee trying to steal Shrek 5. Is that spaghetti?
Eyes off my spaghetti, mister.
Hmm. Is it good?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. That wasn't in the refrigerator earlier. You must have just ordered that.
I DoorDashed it.
Well, if you don't finish it, put it in the fridge.
No!
So that kid didn't actually have cancer?
No, so you can have this back now.
Okay. Wait, what happened to it?
Oh, it got run over by a car. Unlike my grandma, who got run over by a reindeer.
Serves you right for eating my chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to eat it, unlike you who just left it in the fridge for me.
Okay, so I don't think... Is there anything wrong with it?
Oh, yeah, it's busted all to hell. Look at
that. Oh, my God. Well, I don't think Shrek needs it back. I think it was just a copy.
Okay, good. Oh, you guys should answer the door, both of you, because it's both of your houses.
You want to answer the door with me?
Sure.
Sucker!
Hello?
Hey there, it's me, DreamWorks executive Steve Stahelberger.
DreamWorks? You must be here for Shrek.
No, not really. We're just here for that copy of Shrek 5 we gave him.
Why would you need that?
Well, you see, we told everybody that movie was coming out in 2 years, but that was a lie. It's actually coming out in August, and we thought it would be a good idea to put the only copy of that movie on that CD and give it to Shrek, since it is his movie after all, and then we deleted all the files off of all of the computers, so that CD is the only way anyone could ever watch it.
So that's the only copy of Shrek 5?
Yep.
There's no backups?
Nope.
There's no files of it?
Nope.
The only existence of that movie is on that one CD?
Yep.
If that CD got destroyed, it would be gone forever?
Yep.
I
don't like the way you said, oh, there, boy.
Let me go get the CD from Shrek.
Okay, I will be waiting anxiously right here.
Come on. Oh, my God, we're in so much trouble.
Did you eat my spaghetti?
Does that answer your question?
Oh, my God, why'd you have to eat her spaghetti?
I ate it so she couldn't have it. I wanted her not to have any. I have eaten so much goddamn pasta today, and I am a messy baby.
Oh, my God, well, look, we have a bigger problem. The executive of DreamWorks is downstairs, and he wants the copy of Shrek 5 because it's the only copy of the movie.
If I could move, I'd give a shit.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do? It's broken. Well, he's going to kill us.
Listen, I say you just close up that case, and you hand it to him, and maybe he'll think it broke in the car on the way home.
Okay, I don't have another choice. All right, here's Shrek 5.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, the way you're acting, I thought something bad happened to it.
Oh, no, nothing bad happened to this. We took really good care of...
Okay. You know that favor I asked you about earlier? It's breaking my asshole time.
Mommy, can you help me go over the Alphabet?
Sure, Jeffy.
It's the Alphabet, Jeffy, not the Applebet.
No, it's the Applebet.
Alphabet.
Then why does A start with apple?
Apple starts with A.
Well, hold your tongue and say apple.
Why?
Because it's funny. Just do it.
A-hole.
Apple!
Jeffy, don't cuss.
You said it first!
No, I didn't. I said a-hole.
Asshole!
Marvin, it does kind of sound like that.
Sound like what?
Asshole!
Jeffy, stop cussing!
Jeffy, give me the cards and let me help you. All right, here we go. Ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
There's no
Q, R, S, T, U, V, double V.
Wait, what'd you just say, Jeffy?
Double V.
No, that's a double U.
No, it's a double V, because look. See, you got a V right there, and if you put two V's side by side, it makes a double V.
No, that's a double U.
Well, Daddy, look right here. See, that's a U, and the U is rounded, and the V is pointy. And if you put two pointy V's together, you get a double V. And if it was really a W, they'd be rounded, and it would look like boobies.
Well, I understand that makes sense, but it's called a double U, not a double V.
Well, I think they should change it.
Well, they're not going to change the alphabet, Jeffy. It's the way it is.
Well, I'm going to sue.
Who are you going to sue?
I'm going to sue the alphabet.
Well, you can't sue the alphabet, Jeffy. That's a double U. It'll always be a double U, no matter how much sense you're making.
No, it's a double V, and I'm going to let someone know about it.
He's so dumb.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boobang, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy versus the Alphabet. Jeffy is suing the Alphabet because he wants the letter W to be called double V. One thing, real quick. Since the Alphabet is not a person, Bailiff, who do we have here representing the Alphabet?
Well, Your Honor, we have this dictionary, and it's full of words and letters, so I guess that's kind of like the Alphabet, and I guess his name would be Webster. I mean, it has 20,000 words in it, but, I mean, there's actually 140,000 words in the English English language, so I don't really know how they decided which 20,000 words to put in here. I guess it's just kind of like the top 20,000 words. Like, they should have called this, now that's what I call words. It's just kind of the best of. But anyway, we're using this as the alphabet.
Oh good, we can start then. Jeffy, tell me why you think the letter W should be called double V.
Mommy, get in here! Well, Your Honor, most people call this letter a W, when in fact it should be called a double V. Because this letter right here is a V. And if you put two Vs side by side, it makes a double V. This letter right here is a U. Notice how it's rounded on the bottom, and on the double V, it's pointy like the letter V. So this letter right here should be called a double V and not a double U.
Interesting. Let me see those cards. Yes, let's see how. Yes, I suppose you're right. It does look more like a double V than a double U. Jeffy, you are a very smart young man. Oh, that must be my phone alarm. Oh, yes. I have low blood sugar, so it's time for my daily Big Mac. It's bad for my cholesterol, but you only live once. That is delicious. My heart! I'm having a Big Mac attack! Help me!
Your Honor, are you okay?
I'm having a heart attack. Someone help me.
Sir, I'm a doctor. I can get you to a hospital right away. But who's going to take over your judge duties?
Him. That boy. He's a genius. I trust him to make good decisions while I'm in the hospital.
Really? Him? That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Are you questioning my orders? I choose him. Now get me to a hospital immediately.
Right away, sir.
You, boy, you're the judge of this courtroom now. Everybody do what he says until I get back.
Sir, we have to go right now.
You are the judge. What you say goes.
I'm the judge now? That's awesome. Order, order, order. I'm Judge Jeffy, and there's going to be some changes around here. And my first rule is that the letter W will be now called the letter double V. Anyone who calls it W will be sentenced to 50 years in prison. And also, if I find someone innocent, they'll get a good boy sticker. All right, bailiff, I'm ready to hear my first case.
Okay, Your Honor, this is Goodman, and he was arrested on tax evasion.
It's my hard-earned money. I shouldn't have to give it to poor people.
He hasn't paid his taxes in 12 years, which is a very serious crime.
Listen, Judge, this is a suitcase full of cold, hard cash. I'll give it to you if you just let me go.
And that's bribery, which is another charge.
Come on, just take the money.
Don't take the money.
Simon says take the money. I'll take the money. Bring it here. Here you go.
You can't do that.
All right, thank you very much. I find this man innocent. And don't forget your good boy sticker.
Thank you.
All right, bailiff, I'm ready to hear the next case.
Hey, Your Honor, you can't be doing that.
Doing what?
Letting people bribe you to get away with their crimes.
But I'm the judge.
Well, yeah, but as a judge, you have great power. And it's like Spider-Man says after he does that wrestling match to get money to buy a new car to impress Mary Jane. He says, I need that money. So I need that money or else I'm going to tell the other judges that you take bribes.
All right, fine. Take this and shut up and bring me my next case.
Okay, whatever you say goes. Okay, Your Honor, this next case is a single... Shut the hell up. Your Honor, this next case is a single mother who was caught shoplifting. She claims she was trying to steal food to feed her son.
I didn't have much money this month. Times are hard.
What kind of food was she stealing?
She stole a can of green beans, sir.
Oh, guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. Live death, electric chair, take her to the jail. And also, you tried poisoning your kid by feeding him green beans, so attempted murder. Guilty.
Okay, off to the cell we go.
No!
Also, new law, green beans are now illegal. Anyone caught in possession of it is now sentenced to death. Bailiff, bring in my next case.
Okay, Your Honor. Your next case is this woman I caught on the street trying to sell, well, herself.
Well, times are hard.
Yeah, when I arrested her in the back of my cop car, she offered me a whole bunch of nasty stuff, and I only took her up on one or two of those nasty things, okay? I'm a man. I have needs, after all. But still, what she did is illegal. And so is what I did, but we're cool, right?
I didn't hear a word you said, but all I know is that you arrested an innocent woman! She's free! To go underneath this desk, because I just came into a lot of cash, and now it's sticky.
Okay.
Look, I'm not going to argue with this one. I'll go get the next case.
What do you want me to do?
Just take some cash and go sit down there. I'll deal with you later.
Okay.
Next!
Okay, Your Honor, our next case is this homeless guy I found outside peeing on the courthouse, so that's public urination.
Aliens took my right ear.
He's homeless! Where else is he supposed to pee?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, Timmy.
Cody?
Hey, what's up?
I'm grounded.
Oh, well, what happened?
Well, come over here and I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, we heard you got caught. I don't know why I asked what happened.
Yeah, we heard you crashed the cop car.
Pretty gangsta, dude.
So, am I part of the Skeeter Boys now?
Why aren't there sheets on your bed?
Well, Cody came over earlier and...
They don't need to know about that. Be cool, bro.
Okay, sorry. So am I part of the Skeeter Boys now?
I mean, you did crash a cop car.
Yeah, that was sick as hell, bro. I can't even lie.
So... am I part of the Skeeter Boys now, or...?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, you're part of the Skeeter Boys.
Oh my god, yay!
Welcome to the club.
Thank you so much!
It's like... smooth like chicken!
Wait, smooth like chicken?
Yeah, chicken smooth. If it's grilled chicken.
No, it's not. It has grill marks on it. It's got little ridges.
But I meant the chicken you eat on Thanksgiving.
You mean turkey?
Oh, yeah, I meant turkey. Smooth like turkey, but like before it's cut up, like when it's on the table.
Wait, so am I part of the Skeeter Boys or not?
I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Honey, how about we send little Timmy's hood rat ass to military school? Get his ass in check.
You don't think it's gonna be too harsh on him?
Not any harsher than being in a gang. Little shit thinks he's part of the Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, hey, I know you guys are having a conversation here, but I really need that insurance information. I cannot leave without it.
Well, how about this, Mr. Police Officer Man? How about I mow your grass for a year straight pro bono?
I would really prefer the insurance information that was a company car, so, you know, I need that.
Well, how about I take you bowling on Saturday?
I think, really, you should just give me the insurance information, because your son crashed my car.
Well, how about I mow your grass and take you bowling on Saturday?
How about I arrest you if you don't give me your insurance card right now?
Alright, calm down, I'll go get it.
Today, we're going to be making macaroni art. So on your desk, you should have macaroni, brew, and a piece of paper. You have the entire day of crafts to make your macaroni art, and I'll grade it at the end of the day. Go!
Guys, we get to make macaroni art!
Dude, this is like a free day! I'm totally going to half-ass this.
He really just gave us boxes of macaroni and cheese and glue. Like, look, the cheese packet is still in there. I could just make macaroni and cheese if I wanted to. I can make 3 servings of macaroni and cheese.
Well, stop flopping your lips and go make it.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to the teacher's lounge and cook this up.
So, Penelope, what macaroni art are you going to make?
It's a surprise for you.
Okay. All right, guys, let's do it. And done. What did you make, Joseph?
Oh, I made a pile of throw-up, dude. Sick, right?
It does look like a pile of throw-up.
Thanks, dude.
What, Penelope, did you make a ball sack?
Whoa, a ball sack?
No, Junior, I made a heart because I love you.
It looks like a ball sack.
Yeah, a ball sack would have been better, dude.
I made a macaroni dragon.
Oh, my God, Junior, that looks amazing.
Oh, dude, you should post that to Instagram.
Mac and cheese, anyone? I made about 3 servings.
Holy fucking shit, Junior, look at that macaroni dragon. It looks cool as tits. You should put that on the
Wait, I should really make an Instagram post about this?
Yeah, dude, it's gonna go viral.
Nobody answered me about the mac and cheese.
Of course we want a bowl of mac and cheese, Cody. Pour it.
Give me a bowl, idiot.
I'm gonna post this on Instagram.
I made a volcano erupting. Oh, make my volcano erupt, Daddy.
I made the night sky with a bunch of stars in it.
You didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I did. Each one of these stars could have its own solar system with a bunch of planets that could have life in worlds we haven't even explored yet.
That's gay.
Yeah, well, yours is just a dick.
Thanks for the mac and cheese, Cody.
Yeah, I would have made it creamier, but I didn't think you guys would want Cody's special juice in it.
I'm not eating it.
Hey, do you think the teacher's gonna grade our macaroni art?
Well, you're gonna get in trouble because he's gonna think you made a ball sack.
It's not a ball sack, Junior!
Guys, I think the teacher's asleep.
Oh, well, since he's asleep, do you guys want to leave school early and come hang out at my house?
Sure.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm not going. I'm staying here because I don't want to get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble because you made a ball sack.
Shut up, Junior!
I'm going to take this and put this on my refrigerator. Guys, what do you think Chef Pee-Pee's going to say when I put this on the refrigerator?
He might get scared and think it's a real dragon, dude.
Did you ever post it on Instagram?
I did, but I haven't checked on it.
Let me see how it's doing.
Oh my god, Junior, your macaroni dragon has 4 million likes.
Whoa, what? Dude, you're Instagram famous.
What, 4 million likes? I mean, I know it's good, but I didn't think that many people would like it.
Junior, you're never gonna believe who commented on your picture.
Who?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The wrestler?
Yeah, he says, man, this shit is stone cold. And then he says, what's your address, buddy? And then he said, I'm gonna kick your ass. Actually, I don't know if he liked it or not.
Wait, well, let me see if he messaged me. Oh, guys, he direct messaged me. Ooh, I don't think he likes it.
Dude, he commented on your thing 3 times. He definitely likes it.
Well, you remember that world record egg picture? He didn't like that one either. I think he just hates viral pictures on Instagram.
Oh. Who's at the door?
I really hope it's not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, let me go see. Hello?
Hey there, you the kid that made that macaroni dragon?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be huge, I tell ya, huge!
Who are you?
I'm Steve Spielberger, talent agent and macaroni art enthusiast. Have you ever thought about going pro?
Pro in what?
Well, becoming a professional macaroni artist, of course.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Of course it's a thing. A lot of people dream of being professional macaroni artists. In fact, tonight is the Macaroni Artist Super Bowl, where the 2 best macaroni artists in the world go head-to-head, and I think you've got what it takes.
Well, I've only ever made 1 macaroni art.
Oh, come on, kid. I've seen your art. And if Stone Cold Steve Austin wants to beat your ass, that means it's good. He hates really good macaroni art. It's the highest compliment you can get.
Really?
Yeah, so come on. You in?
I guess I'll do it.
Okay, be at the Super Bowl at 8 p.m.
Okay, but I don't know where it's at. I'll figure it out.
Who's at the door, Genie?
It was some old guy saying he wanted me to compete in the Super Bowl of macaroni.
The fucking The fucking what?
The Super Bowl of macaroni.
Dude, that definitely is made up.
No, he sounded real. He sounded like he meant it. And he said, I'm competing against another guy who's good at macaroni art.
Are you really sure?
Yeah, he said it's at 8 o'clock tonight.
It's tonight?
Tonight.
It definitely made up, bro.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like someone just came into the front door.
Oh, no. I hope it's not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Bro, if it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, I'm out of here.
Well, no, Joseph, don't leave. Oh, who is that?
What's up, pussies?
What are you doing in my house?
I'm just trying to see who I'm up against in the macaroni Super Bowl.
What, you're the guy I'm going to verse?
Yeah.
Are you even good?
Am I good? You see this black guy? Stone Cold Steve Austin gave me that. He hit me with a Stone Cold Stunner in the parking lot this morning when I was at the grocery store buying macaroni for the Super Bowl.
Oh, so I guess you are good.
Yeah, and I can tell you're not very good because Stone Cold Steve Austin would have already kicked your ass by now.
Well, he's trying to.
No, he's not.
Hold on, my phone's ringing. Guys, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin! He's calling me! Hello?
Hey.
Stone Cold Steve Austin!
Yes, me, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I saw your little macaroni doodle. It was cool. Too cool. So whenever I find you, I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm gonna leg drop you through a table, you little punk.
Well, why do you hate my drawing so much? I mean, it was really cool. Look at it.
Wow, kid, you must be really good. Stone Cold Steve Austin was really mad. I think he broke his phone there.
Yeah, I guess that means I am really good at macaroni art. And I guess that means I have a chance to beat you then.
Oh, no. You're never gonna beat me. I've been practicing macaroni art my entire life.
Why would you do that?
Well, it all started with one man. Macaroni Jones.
Who's Macaroni Jones?
Oh, I'll tell you the story. So I was in elementary school, and we were making macaroni art, and I made a smiley face. And I thought it was the best smiley face you could make as a third grader. So I called the teacher over, and I was like, Mrs. Williams, look! And she gave me a thumbs up. So I was like, fuck yeah, I got a thumbs up. That's me. But then there he was, Macaroni Jones. He made a dinosaur out of macaroni. Like, I'm talking, it was gorgeous. I thought it was a real dinosaur, his art was so good. And Mrs. Williams saw it and said, hey, look, class, look how good Macaroni Jones's art is. And the entire class clapped and cheered, and this one kid even pulled his eyes out and said, I never want to see anything ever again, because I've seen it all now. I want that macaroni art to be the last thing I ever see. So that pissed me off. So I went home that night, and I got a bucket of glue and a box of macaroni, and I stayed up all night to try to make macaroni art better than his. Then I went to school the next day and said, hey, Mrs. Williams, check this shit out. I made the best possible tree out of macaroni. And Mrs. Williams said, very nice, guy. And it broke my heart. Very nice? That's it, bitch? Then everyone heard a honk outside, and we looked out the window, and Macaroni Jones pulled up in his macaroni car. He made an entire car out of macaroni. You should have seen the kid with no eyes. He pulled his ears off after that. He said that was the last thing he ever wanted to hear because it was so beautiful. I even heard Macaroni Jones made his entire house out of macaroni. He even put a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. So I vowed from that day forward to be the best at macaroni art. I never heard what happened happened to Macaroni Jones after that, but I think he might be the quarterback for the New England Patriots now.
Oh, wow. Well, what kind of macaroni art have you made since then?
Well, I can't tell you that. I wouldn't want to give you any ideas. But just know I'm not going to hold back just because you're a little kid. You better bring it. You're going to have to do a hell of a lot better than some shitty little macaroni dragon. Get good, scrub!
Wow, Cody, he was a meanie beanie.
Yeah, meanie beanie indeed. Wow, Junior, you have a lot of pressure. You have to compete with him and Stone Cold Steve Austin's trying to kick your ass.
Yeah, well, I can't back down. I have to go to the Macaroni Super Bowl.
Hello and welcome to the Macaroni Art Super Bowl, sponsored by Kraft, Elmer's Glue, and Paper. Today we have the two best macaroni artists in the world facing off to see who can make the best macaroni art. We'll be starting soon.
Hey kid, good luck tonight.
Thanks, psych!
I hope you fucking lose. I hope you break your fingers trying to glue the macaroni to the paper, because there's no way you're gonna win. There's no way you're gonna beat my macaroni tree. I've been practicing that since third grade. Wait, shit, did I just say what I was gonna make? No, that's not what I meant. I mean, I'm making broccoli. No, shit, that still looks too much like a tree. Not that I'm making a tree, because I'm not. No, I'm making, cauliflower. No, that still looks like a tree. Which is not what I'm making. It's not a tree. It's actually a tree house. That's still a tree, but it's not a tree. It's definitely not a tree. It's a stump. I'm making a stump. All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm making a tree, okay? But you're not going to beat it. It's going to be the best tree you've ever seen. It's going to be a photorealistic tree. It's going to look just like the real thing, okay? You know what? I dare you. Make a tree. Go ahead. Try it. It's not going to beat mine. Try it.
All right, we're ready to start. On your mark, get set, go!
I'm blind! Now I have a head start.
All right, time's up. Let's see what you made.
Well, kid, I think I outdid myself this time. Behold, a tree, the mighty oak. Just look at the detail, the bark, the hole.
Well, guy, let's see what you did this time. Oh, look at that, a tree for the 25th year in a row. But this one might just be your best.
Thank you very much, sir. I tried very hard on it.
Well, let's see what you did, Junior. Well, son, your paper appears to be empty.
Ha! He choked! Looks like I win!
Well, no. Look, this is what I made.
Holy jumping Jesus! That's a fully functional macaroni car!
He learned from Macaroni Jones.
Fuck! Fuck! God damn it, I can't believe it! I hate my life so much! Well, I guess we have our winner! Junior wins! I hate you!
So, what do I win for making this?
Nothing! You just win!
Wait, I don't get a trophy or anything?
Nope, but go post that on Instagram!
I'm sorry, hold on it. Am I wearing my police uniform?
Yeah.
I am, right? Jeffy, you see me wearing my police uniform?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I thought so. That's weird, because it seems like you think I'm wearing my taxi driver uniform.
Oh, you have a taxi driver uniform?
No, because I'm not a fucking taxi driver.
Told you, Marvin.
Well, listen, you have to patrol neighborhoods in your cop car anyway, so why don't you just patrol our neighborhood, pick up Jeffy, and then go patrol the schools, because you know how America is, and drop him off.
I'm not picking up your kid and taking him to school. The police car is for criminals.
Okay, what if every morning Jeffy commits a small crime, you pick him up, and then you let him go with a warning at school?
I don't even drive my daughter to school. Why the fuck would I drive your son?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to take him to school in the morning because I'm tired and I need my sleep. So I need someone to take Jeffy to school.
I'm not driving your son because you don't want to be a parent.
Well, I do want to be a parent. I just not in the mornings.
Okay, how about this? How about he rides the fucking bus?
Oh, I can't ride the bus because there's kids on the bus that call me Reptard.
Reptard, why do they call you that?
Because I stick my hands in my shirt and I act like a dinosaur and I make dinosaur noises.
Have you tried not doing that?
No, I can't help it.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel. I always hated riding the bus, too. Especially because of Rides the Bus Rudy.
Who's Rides the Bus Rudy?
No, he's this kid that always used to ride the bus.
Well, all the kids used to ride the bus. What made him so special? Why'd he get the nickname Rides the Bus Rudy?
Oh, nobody rode the bus like Rudy. He rode the hell out of that bus. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in middle school, there was this kid named Rides the Bus Rudy, and he was always riding the bus. Even when we got to school, he just wouldn't get off the bus. He just stayed on and rode wherever. Every morning, he was in a new seat. And if someone said, "Hey, Rudy, you're in my seat," he'd put on his seatbelt and say, "I don't see your name on it," and he wouldn't move. He would also stand up in the aisle while the bus was moving, and the driver would stop the bus and say, "I'm not driving until everyone's sitting down. That means you, Rudy." She sounded like that because she smoked, you know? And then I'd be like, "Rudy, sit your ass down so we could go," but Rudy just wouldn't listen. Then, this one time, Rudy was leaning up against the emergency exit door in the back of the bus, and we went over a speed bump, and Rudy fell out of the bus, and he got hit by a car. He was roadkill Rudy after that.
Wait, so Rudy got hit by a car and died?
Oh, no, no, no. He got hit by a car, but that didn't kill him. We backed up the bus to pick him up, and we ran him over, and that's what killed him.
So Rudy's dead?
Oh, yeah, he's super dead. But his parents got a bunch of money from the county because he got killed by a school bus. So the nickname we gave them was Rudy's Rich Parents. Our nicknames are never very creative. It's just kind of what we see. Look, my main point is I'm not driving your son to school.
Oh, come on. How is he going to get to school and back then?
Well, it sounds to me like the only solution to this is a teleportation machine.
What?
A teleportation machine? You know, something that could just, like, poof him to school and back?
Well, does a transportation machine even exist?
A transportation machine does exist. It's called a car, which you apparently refuse to drive. I'm talking about a teleportation machine.
Well, does that even exist?
Well, I don't know, but I do know there's a mad scientist who runs a thrift shop and he sells all his old inventions. He might have one.
Well, then let's drive there and check it out. Everyone, let's get in the car and go.
Wait, so now you'll drive. That is interesting.
Well, I'll drive now that I'm awake and it's nighttime. I don't like driving early in the morning, but since you're here, you want to give us a ride in your cop car?
I just told you why I'm not going to do that. I only drive criminals.
Oh, you...
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you off with a warning this time, because I don't want to give you what you want.
Oh, come on, give us a ride! Oh. All right, everyone, let's drive to this evil thrift shop.
Can I stay here and play with my pecker?
Fine, Jeffy, stay right there.
Shabby!
Oh, wow, it smells weird in here.
Wow, Marvin, there's a lot of cool things here.
But is there a worker? Hello?
Hello! I am Dr. Fraser Finkelschitz, and this is my shitatorium, where I sell all of my old shit!
Well, does all this stuff work?
Oh, yes! Yes, it does!
Then why are you selling it?
Oh, you see, I need money to create new inventions!
Okay, well, what stuff you got here?
Oh, well, see this right here? This is the machine I use to talk to the aliens! Hello, aliens! It is your old pal, Dr. Finkelschitz! I'm ready for you to come put eggs in my asshole now! The aliens never answer. I think they blocked me.
Marvin, he's kind of weird.
Oh, what is this thing?
This is the death lie detector. You see, whenever you lie, this electrocutes you to death.
What happens when you tell the truth?
It still might electrocute you to death. That is why I'm selling it. Half off.
Okay, what's this stuff?
Oh, this? Now, this is very important. This is a beaker that makes me look very professional, when really, this is just water with blue food coloring and a little bit of dry ice. But this, I am very proud of. This is my greatest invention. This is a machine that when you turn it upside down, it takes exactly 1 hour for all of the sand to drain out. I call it the 1 hour sand drain out machine.
That's an hourglass.
Oh, that's an even better name for it. Thank you.
Ooh, what's this?
This is a typewriter that only writes dirty Harry Potter fanfiction.
But what?
Oh, yes. No matter what you type, Harry Potter always puts on a strap-on and goes to Pound Town on Ron. And let's just say they don't call him Neville Longbottom for nothing.
Aw, I don't want it anymore. I never read Harry Potter.
Well, I was wondering if you guys have a teleportation machine.
Oh, yes, right here.
Oh, really? So what does it do?
Oh, it teleports you wherever you want to go.
How does it work?
Oh, well, you see, you plug it in, and then you say the name of where you want to go, and then you stand right there, and poof, you are transported then instantaneously.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay, how much is it?
How much you got?
About $50.
A deal.
How much is the typewriter?
Also $50.
Marvin.
No. We need the teleportation machine.
Okay, let her do business with you.
Can we just teleport back home?
No, you cannot use it here. It is highly radioactive.
Oh, okay. Let's go. All right, Jeffy, we got you a teleportation machine.
Tell my name and my name?
That's right, Jeffy. So at 8 a.m., you're going to sit right here and say, take me to school. It's going to teleport you to school.
What if I said, take me to the titty bar?
You better not.
Well, that's where I want to go.
No, Jeffy, I bought this for you to go to school, not the titty bar.
I don't want to go to school. I want to go to the titty bar.
No, I did not spend $50 for it to take you to a titty bar machine. It'll take you to school machine. You're going to go to school.
You know what rhymes with school?
What?
Titty bar.
No, it doesn't. That's why you have to go to school. You don't know what rhyming means. You know, and the titty bar's not even open at 8 a.m.
Marvin, how would you know?
I'm just assuming they wouldn't be open that early.
Well, the one I want to go to is open that early. It's in Thailand with girls who have pee-pees.
That's gross, Jeffy. Listen, you know, I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and make sure you teleport to school.
Well, then why don't you just take him to school yourself?
Because I'm too tired to drive. I won't be too tired to make sure he teleports to school, not the titty bar. So, Jeffy, you know what? We're going to meet back up here at 8 a.m., so go to bed.
Wait, go to bed? I haven't even had dinner yet. I'm going to have to go to bed on an empty stomach?
Well, you need an empty stomach for that stupid titty bar in the morning, now, don't you?
No, I'll be full there. I'll be full of girl pee-pee.
But why would you want even that?
Because why would they do that? Why do they have pee-pees?
I don't... Jeff, you're not going to... Go to bed.
They're supposed to be girls.
Go to bed.
All right.
Let's go to bed and wait here at 8 a.m.
Oh, man, it's 8 a.m. I'm so tired.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
No. I haven't hit the switch yet to make it work.
Okay.
So let me just do that. All right, it's flipped.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
I didn't flip it. All right, let me actually flip it. Hold on. But, Jeffy, when I flip it, you better say, take me to school.
Okay.
All right.
Chuck E. Cheese titty bar!
Didn't hit it yet.
Aw, can you imagine no rat tits?
Jeffy, I'm being serious. I don't want to flip this button because you have to go to school.
Well, I want to go to the titty bar!
I don't know what to do. Maybe he's not going to go to school if I flip the switch.
You could just drive him yourself.
No, I spent $50 on this. He's going to teleport. All right, Jeffy, this is what I want you to do. Take me to school.
Take me in titty bar.
Take me to school.
Take me to the titty bar.
No, Jeffy, how about we flip it? Okay. Take me to the titty bar.
Take me to the titty bar.
No, you're supposed to say take me to school since I said the titty bar.
Titty bar.
Okay, you know what? There's got to be... Oh, there's a setting that only does it to my voice.
Okay.
All right, so put your face right there. It's a fly. Get out of here, fly. All right. Take me to school. He's gone.
Marvin, I really hope that took him to school.
Yeah, I had it where it only responded to my voice.
All right, Krabs, we have a very important lesson today, but before we get started, I'm going to call roll. When I call your name, you say, here. Junior.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Jeffy. Jeffy? Is Jeffy really not here again? This is the last time I'm going to call his name. Jeffy.
Reptar's here, teacher.
Holy motherfucking shit, Krabs. He's a fry. I know how to handle this. Holy shit, Krabs! Yeah! He got my fries water! He beat my ass!
Now you're a retarded dactyl. Ow, ow, ow! Shit, ow, ow! That fucking hurts! Ow, ow! Stop! Ow! Ow!
Ah! I got the electric fries, Apple, and I'm gonna avenge my grandma off! You really wanna fuck with me, Fry? What? Ah! Ah! Kill my grandpa, and now I'm gonna kill your ass! You really wanna fuck with me, Fry? Who do you think you are? I am! I turned you into cat fried rice!
I cannot believe I spent $50 on a teleportation machine and still had to pick your ass up from school because you got in a fight. That's all you have to say?
Morgan, what's wrong with Jeffy's face?
I don't know. He looked like half fly, half human. I don't know. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor?
No, I mean, I mentioned calling you, but I didn't call you.
Yeah, well, I was grabbing a beer downstairs and I overheard you guys talking.
How often do you do that?
Every day.
Okay, well, Jeffy's like half a bug, fly, and a half human.
Oh, shit. Wait, did you get a teleporter?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, was there a fly in the teleporter with him when he used it?
Perhaps. I mean, there was a fly around. I thought I'd shoot it away, but it could have came back.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. The fly was in there with him, and his bits and the fly's bits got all mixed up.
So Jeffy's like half fly, half human?
Yeah.
Well, then where's the other human half? Because there's only half a human right here.
The other half of me is in the titty bar.
Oh, God. Wait, he did say he wanted to go to titty bar.
Oh, guess we're going to Thailand, huh, Marvin?
Marvin!
We never mentioned Thailand to you.
Well, that's where the chicks with dicks are, right, Marvin?
Come Why does everybody want to see that?
Who doesn't want to see that?
Marvin!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, me and Timmy were thinking we could take a big old friend bubble bath together.
Yeah, naked. And then we can see who can hold their breath underwater the longest.
Dude, who invited Timmy? Yeah, why is he here? He's not part of our friend group.
Well, he hangs out with us sometimes.
But he's not officially part of our friend group yet, so he needs to go home.
Well, how do I become a part of your friend group?
You have to do a gang initiation.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love gang initiation.
He did not say that. He said gang.
Yeah, a gang initiation to show you're hard enough to be a part of the Skeeter Boys.
The Skeeter Boys?
Yeah, that's the name of our friend group.
I've never heard you say that ever.
Joseph, what's the name of our friend group?
Skeeter Boys! Skeet Skeet!
Ooh, I love that. Skeet Skeet!
Dude, we should probably change the name of the group now.
Yeah.
So, what's the test?
It's gotta be something very difficult.
You should probably break into every car in the neighborhood and steal something valuable and bring it back to me so I can have it.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do to become a part of the Skeeter Boys.
Okay, I'll do that.
But no, Timmy, that's illegal.
But I want to be a part of your friends group.
Yeah, he has to do it if he wants to be part of the Skeeter Boys.
Well, I didn't have to take a test.
Because you're part of the three founding Skeeter Boys. If someone wants to join the Skeeter Boys, they have to do a gang initiation.
Okay, well, I'll just go do it right now.
What? No, Timmy. Guys, why did you do that?
Because we don't want Timmy to be a part of our friend group, and we gave him something hard to do because we know he can't do it.
Yeah, he's not going to pull it off, dude.
I have to break into this car. Well, maybe I should check to see if it's unlocked first. Oh my God, so lucky. A wallet! Okay, time for car number two. Shit, it's locked. Time for handy-dandy crowbar. Yes! Oh, what a score! There's so much good stuff here! Phone? Shit! Oh no, I broke it! Well, maybe it'll still work. Okay, let's see if this Jeep is unlocked. So lucky! Oh my god, best score yet! Sorry, Mom and Dad, but I want to be a Skeeter Boy. The alarm! Mom's purse!
Honey, I got the baseball bat. The car alarm's going off. I think a damn raccoon crawled across the truck. I'm gonna go check it out.
Where's the gold medal? Ah, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did.
Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids.
All right, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs when I'm in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him.
Runners, on your mark, get set, go!
Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, why don't you?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, man, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off. And Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool?
Tunes. I've been in the beat laboratory cooking up some nasty beats. Now, who wants to hear it?
No, Jeffy, we're really tired. Please just go to bed.
Well, let me just hit this button 11 times.
No, Jeffy, just go to bed.
No, I don't have to. No, I don't have to. I don't have to go to bed right now. I want to stay up all night and play some Fortnite. I never want to go to sleep again.
Go to bed!
Don't have to. Don't have to. Don't have to ever, ever sleep again. For I'm going to eat lasagna and maybe a banana singing Jeffy Wimpy Doodle all the day. Hell yeah! Thank you, Connecticut! I'll be here all week, fuckers! That was totally righteous! Righteous, totally, dude!
Oh, Jeffy, please go to bed.
All right, how about three more songs?
No!
All right, how about four?
The little kitty, the little kitty, for the house to meow. All it can say now, all it can say now, is woof woof and bow wow.
Marvin, we're gonna need this monster to stay up with Jeffy all night.
Yeah, just go ahead and open it.
What's a monster? I want a sip.
No, Jeffy, no. It's a very dangerous, scary drink. So when you drink it, it turns you into a monster. So you don't want to drink that.
Well, you guys were gonna drink it.
Well, no, we weren't. Rose found it, and it's very dangerous. So we were gonna go pour it out so no one could drink it.
Well, I'll pour it out for you.
No, only adults should pour it out. So
I want to pour it out. I got my way.
Jeffy, are you really going to pour it out?
Yep.
Marvin, if he drinks that, we're screwed.
He's not going to drink it. He's afraid of monsters. And maybe he believed our lie.
Do I really want to pour this out, or do I want to turn into a big, scary monster?
Marvin, do you think Jeffy poured out that monster?
Yeah, I think he did.
Jeffy, did you drink that monster? Did your rocking horse have a wooden pecker? Of course I did. You told me he was going to turn me into a monster, but now I feel like I'm the Flash.
Jeffy, oh my God, he's going to be up forever now.
Marvin, is Jeffy asleep?
Let me check. He fell asleep. He finally passed out.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, if we stay really quiet, then he won't wake up and we can go to sleep.
Okay, Marvin.
I'm awake!
Marvin, quit going to the door before they ring the doorbell again.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Sheriff. I'm a traveling bell salesman. I was wondering if you wanted to buy any bells.
Oh, shh. Please be quiet.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to be quiet.
Your bells are really loud.
Oh, yeah. They're the loudest in town. Let me show you what I got in stock.
Open that door.
What a jig sound. Not really a bell, but it's really loud. It's a wind chime.
What? Can you please put that down?
Sure. And then, if you need anything industrial size, we have this great tambourine.
What? Please be quiet. Please.
It's so loud it broke my glasses.
What?
And we have a Maybell.
Okay, that's really cool. No, stop, please.
And then, if you ever have a fantasy about being a hotel man, shut this up.
Can you please stop it?
So you're not going to buy anything?
No.
Wow. Wasting my time. Unbelievable. I have to make a living, you know. Give me my glasses back.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that, Marvin?
It was a bell salesman.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Did Jeffy wake up?
Almost. We have to keep it down.
Well, nothing else is going to make noise tonight. We're going to be okay.
Okay. Marvin, go fix it. Go stop it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Lizard Guts is back.
Heck yeah, it is.
Best believe it, dude. All right, let's rock.
Okay, stop.
What do you want, old man?
My son is trying to sleep in the other room.
Yeah, well, rock and roll never sleeps.
Listen, if you don't stop playing that music, I'm going to do something bad.
What are you going to do about it, old man? Hey, get the bat! Bro, that's my guitar!
That's what you get for making noise!
Well, I'll admit, that was pretty punk rock, but I'm still going to tell my dad!
Marvin, what was all that noise?
It was a kid playing the guitar.
Tonight of all nights.
Well, don't worry, I stopped it.
Well, how did you get them to stop?
I took the guitar outside and I smashed it.
Marvin!
Look, that's the only way to get them to stop. They were too cool to stop playing. At least Jeffy didn't wake up. Let's try to go to sleep.
Okay.
Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, son, is this him?
Yeah, Dad, that's the guy that smashed my guitar.
Oh, so you don't want to, like, smash little black boy's guitar or something?
Shh, keep it down.
It ain't gonna keep it down! The world needs to know about your racism! You like to smash little gay black boy's guitars because you're stuck in your ways. You want to hear your shoebop music.
No, he's white.
No, I ain't know he's white. Look, Lil Nas X is black and a gay rock star. Why can't my son be a black gay rock star?
Yeah, you tell him, Dad.
Well, listen, I promise you it has nothing to do with the color of his skin. Can you just keep it down and just be quiet? Look, I smashed his guitar because it was loud.
What? Guitars are loud, you idiot! Are you gonna get mad at planes because they loud too? Or crowds because they chill and they loud?
No, look, what can I do to get you to leave?
I need to be compensated for that guitar right now!
Well, how much was the guitar?
Well, we got it at a thrift store, so it was $40, but we got a 50% discount because I did a favor for the manager. I call it the mouth discount.
Yeah, she know how to use her mouth to get that discount.
All I have is 100.
Let's go, baby. I ain't got no cash.
Who could that have possibly been, Marvin?
It was the parents of the kid's guitar I smashed.
Why'd you have to smash the guitar?
Listen, it's all dealt with. Listen, no more people are going to be ringing the doorbell, and no more people are going to be playing instruments. Let's just finally sleep since Jeffy's sleeping.
Okay.
Is that a lawnmower?
No one mows their lawn this late at night, Marvin.
Not those damn hugger juice.
Hey!
Howdy, neighbor!
What are you doing?
Cutting my grass.
It's 2:00 in the morning.
Well, just because it's dark outside doesn't mean the grass stops growing.
Listen, my son's sleeping. I don't want you to wake him up. Can you do this, like, in the morning?
No can doodly do, neighbor. See, I gotta cut my grass every 8 hours if I want to win next year's Lawn of the Year trophy.
So you're not gonna stop?
Nope.
Hold on.
What are you doing with that bat? Going batting practice?
I got him to stop.
Thank God. Maybe we can finally get some sleep. Marvin, silence your phone!
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What do you want?
I'm just doing my pilot job, flying a plane. You know, those red-eye flights. It's actually pretty boring up here. That's why I called, so I don't fall asleep.
Well, listen, right now is not a good time to talk.
Oh, hey, I'm actually coming up in your neighborhood right now. You want me to fly as low as I can, see if I can buzz your house?
Do not do that.
Go! Did you see me?
No, I didn't see you.
Oh, hold on. Let me circle back and try again.
Do not try it again.
Go! Did you see me that time?
No, I didn't see you that time.
How did you not see me, Marvin? I'm in a giant plane. It's a 747. I can't believe you didn't see me.
I wasn't outside.
Oh, well, you want me to try again?
No, I'm trying to sleep.
Well, actually, I have to, because now I'm going the wrong way. So go outside! Go! Did you see me that time?
Yes, I saw you.
Yay. Oh, damn it. See, now I don't have enough fuel to get to where I'm going, so I gotta go back to the airport. So go outside! Go!
What the hell was that?
Oh, sorry. I kind of scraped your roof there. There's definitely some roof damage. I probably should have flown higher. Sorry about that. Hey, I can fix it, though. I do roofs.
Well, don't fix it. Just stop calling me and leave me alone. I can't believe Jeffy did not wake up during all that.
Oh, my God, the fire alarm. Jeffy, why is there a fire?
Marvin, today's my birthday, and I wanted to make a huge candle and blow it out.
So I'm making hot Cheetos.
Well, blow it out.
Well, sing happy birthday for me.
What? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Sing it louder.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
No, sing the real version.
That is the real version.
No, it's not. Sing the real version.
What are you talking about?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, cause today is your birthday.
I've never heard that version.
Cause today is your birthday.
Blow it out. I'm gonna go turn off the fire detector.
Why is the fire alarm going off?
It's Chef Beebe's birthday.
So?
Listen, he was trying to make a candle. Look, as long as Jeffy is still sleeping, we're good. Let's try to go to bed.
Who's on the roof?
I have no idea.
Carlos!
Who could be on the roof?
Hey, Marvin. Shh. Don't shush me.
I thought you were supposed to be flying a plane.
Oh, no. They canceled the flight because there was some structural damage to the bottom of the plane from where I hit your roof. Speaking of which, I'm really sorry about that. I tried to fix it the best I could because I felt so bad, so I just kind of patched it with some scotch tape and wood. I really hope your insurance covers that.
Can you just be quiet? My son's trying to sleep.
Oh, hey. Man, he's a heavy sleeper.
Can you just go?
Oh.
Hurry out, you dang raccoon! Oh, my God! Someone broke into my truck with a crowbar? Suzanne, call the police! Someone stole your Louis Vuitton purse!
Oh, baby, where is it?
Where's what, Marvin?
My wallet! It's missing!
You left it in the car, silly!
Oh, yeah. 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 What the? My car door's open! Someone stole my wallet! Someone broke into my car! And Jeffy's car door's open, too! Someone broke into our cars!
Hey, Marvin! Somebody broke into your car, too?
Yeah, they broke into me and Jeffy's car. They broke into yours?
Yeah, they broke in and stole my wife's Louis Vuitton purse.
It was the nicest purse I ever had!
Yeah, I got it for her, and I'm sorry for cheating on you with a babysitter gift.
I already called the cops!
Oh, look, they're pulling up now.
Fuck yeah. How badass did that look, huh? Like when I got out of my car and I took off my sunglasses and just tossed them away, that was badass, right?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, how about this? How about I pull up again and you record it on my phone so I can put it on Facebook?
We don't have time for that. There's crime going on in the neighborhood.
Okay, what kind of crime?
Someone broke into our cars and stole our stuff. Like, they stole my wallet.
And they stole my wife's Louis Vuitton purse.
Well, do you have security camera footage of the person who did it?
No.
No, but there's a crowbar over there you can probably get some fingerprints off of.
Yeah, we don't really do that unless it's like a murder or a bank robbery or something actually important.
But this is important. Someone stole our stuff out of our cars.
Well, I don't know what to do other than tell you to lock your cars.
They were locked.
Well, look, I don't know. Start a neighborhood watch or something. If you catch the guy that did it, then I can arrest him.
Isn't it your job to catch the bad guys?
Look, there are badder guys out there for me to catch, okay? So I'm gonna go pick up my sunglasses off the ground and then go pull up like that somewhere else where a real crime is happening and hope somebody records it.
He said to form a neighborhood watch.
All right, Marvin, you and me, sit in the car all night and patrol the neighborhood.
Honey, do be careful.
Oh, I will, honey. I got my Louisville Slugger right here.
Hey, Joseph, can you set the pins back up?
Yeah, bro, I got you.
Guys, Timmy's taking a long time. Should we go check on him?
No, Cody. If he wants to be part of the Skeeter Boys, he has to prove he can't get caught.
Yeah, dude, he has to live that lifestyle.
Oh, my God. Guys, I got some really good stuff.
You actually did it?
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't, dude. I'll believe it when I see it. Where's the stuff?
Well, I have four words for you. Avril Lavigne and Jason Derulo CDs. The greatest albums of all time. Fabulous.
That was more than four words.
Dude, I can't use that stuff. Everything is digital these days.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about this? The complete series of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers on DVD.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Brandy's sexy.
Wait, what's sexy about her?
Look at them toes.
Look at those toes.
She's a dog, dude.
She's not a dog, Cody.
But wait, there's more. I even got Tony Hawk's Underground for PlayStation 2.
Dibs, that one's mine.
And I found a phone! But I got so excited on the way here I dropped it and now it doesn't work anymore.
We can't sell a broken phone, Timmy.
Yeah, where's the good stuff? Like jewelry and money and stuff.
Ooh, I got some of that too. I got a gold chain and a gold ring.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I got Mr. Marvin's wallet.
Oh, just go through that.
Oh, I got you.
See, there's money in there.
Ooh.
And I saved the best for last. A Louis purse! Soleil!
Well, what's inside it?
I don't know, let's see. We have some lipstick.
And some bubble gum.
Oh, bubble gum.
Ooh, what's this? So I don't know what these are.
Oh, popsicles! I want one!
Oh, I hope mine's orange.
I hope mine's red, white, and blue.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. These aren't popsicles. These are mozzarella cheese sticks.
Oh, dude, even better. I love cheese sticks.
Cool, they even have a little thing where you can inject the cheese right into your mouth. Ugh, guys, I think these are stale.
Well, they have been inside a purse, and I think you're supposed to refrigerate cheese.
Oh, man.
So, guys, can I be a part of the Skeeter Boys now?
Well, he did break into a car and steal a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty gangster. I guess so.
Yeah, you're part of the Skeeter Boys now.
Oh, my God! Yay!
All right, Marvin, we're going to sit right here in the Tahoe and wait for the bastard to come back. And when he does, we're going to grab him and call the police.
Well, I don't think they're going to try to rob the same truck they already robbed tonight. I think we should walk around the neighborhood and try to catch him.
Ah, smart thinking, Marvin. Here, you take this talkie, Channel 20. My code name is Hucker Doodle Doo, and you're going to be Marvin the Martian, okay?
Okay.
All right, call me if you see anything suspicious, and I'll be right over.
All right, let's go.
Where are you, criminal? Where are you? Marvin the Martian. Come in. There's something creeping in my bushes. Hey, freeze! You're under citizen's arrest. Oh, my God. It's a damn raccoon. Get out of my bushes, raccoon.
What the hell's going on?
There's a damn raccoon in my bushes.
You know, you're not supposed to be caring about raccoons. You're supposed to be caring about criminals.
You're right, Marvin. Let's split back up.
Okay, I don't see anything.
Oh, my God. Hank, come in, Hank.
Who are you talking to, Marvin the Martian?
I'm talking to you. There's someone in my trash can. I think it might be the robber.
I have no idea who you're talking to. My name is Hucker Doodle Doo. Over.
Hucker Doodle Doo.
Oh, what'd you see, Marvin the Martian?
There's someone in the trash can. I think it might be the robber. Come quick.
All right, Marvin, where's he at?
He's in the trash can.
Hey, you, get out of the trash can.
You're under arrest.
Yummy beer.
Oh, Marvin, it's a damn homeless.
You think he stole our stuff?
Where's the Louis Vuitton?
That light reminds me of the aliens abducting me. Are you here to probe my asshole?
I don't think he stole our stuff.
All right, get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, get out of here, you goober.
Okay.
I think we should stick together.
All right, Marvin, come on. All right, Marvin, see anything suspicious?
No, I don't see anything.
Make sure you keep your eyes peeled. Wait, who's that?
Wait, I don't recognize that car.
Me either. Hey, stop the car!
Yes, stop the car.
Is there a problem, gentlemen?
What are you doing in our neighborhood, bub?
Oh, I'm delivering pizzas, see?
You work for Papa John's?
Yes, sir.
Where's your car topper?
Oh, I don't put it on because it'll scratch my paint.
Uh-huh, likely story. Whose panties are those?
They're mine.
What are your pronouns?
Him.
He-hims don't wear panties. Those are for she-hers and they-thems and A-B-C-D-F-Gs. So I'm going to ask you again, where'd you get the fucking panties?
I got them from some girl.
You've been breaking into my car, stealing my wife's panties, sniffing them, huh?
Well, I mean, I am sniffing them, but they're not your wife's. I got them from some girl online, and I use them as an air freshener.
Marvin, I think we got our suspect. Out of the car, bub.
For what?
We're making a citizen's arrest, so get out of the car!
But I didn't do anything!
You were breaking into the car, so out of the car!
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Up against the car!
Ow! Be gentle, I have weak bones. I didn't drink milk growing up.
Shut up, criminal. Hey, Marvin, call 911 and let them know we got our perp.
Okay.
Someone please tell me they recorded that.
I did.
Thank you. Send that to me. Okay, so what's going on here? What, Jonathan?
Thank goodness, looking guy. You're trying to arrest me for no reason.
No, what did you do?
He's the guy that's been breaking into the cars in our neighborhood.
No, Jonathan doesn't break into cars.
Explain the panties.
What the hell? Are those my wife's panties?
Yes, I took them last time I was at your house.
God damn it, Jonathan.
Well, you never told me I couldn't take your wife's panties.
You should already know that. Okay, I'm going to take you back to my house so you can apologize to my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what? How about I just tell Mom what you did?
No, please! She'll take my Xbox away!
You should have your Xbox taken away. Thanks for telling me about this, guys. Come on, Jonathan.
No problem. Just trying to keep the neighborhood safe.
So, how do you play this game?
You've never bowled before?
No, my father only lets me study and play instruments.
Well, you just roll that ball into the pins over there.
Ooh, I love balls, and I love those wiener-looking things.
Jesus, dude, he's out of the Skeeter Boys.
Yeah, Timmy, you can't be a part of the Skeeter Boys anymore.
But I robbed all those cars!
Yeah, guys, that's not fair.
Dude, we only have room for one gay friend, sorry.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, but I'm not gay, though.
Yeah, alright.
Listen, Timmy, we never wanted four friends in our friend group. Four is a crowd, three is a perfect number. It's like the Three Musketeers. They like Three Musketeers so much they named the candy bar after him.
Well, Junior, Three Musketeers was a book first.
No, Cody, Three Musketeers is a candy bar. You think all those words on the back of the candy bar is a book? That's a nutrition fact.
No, Junior, they named the candy bar after a book.
You think a candy aisle is a bookstore? Oh, my favorite book is the Reese's Cups.
My Starburst.
My Skittles taste the rainbow.
I fucking hate you, Junior.
See, look, that's why you can't be part of a friend group, because Cody is the gay friend. You just can't be here, okay?
It's a little overcrowded, bro. Oh, the cops! Jesus, dude!
Oh, there's a cop car outside! Oh, wait, look, Timmy, if you want to be a part of the Skeeter Boys, you have to go steal that cop car outside.
Okay, deal.
But no, Timmy!
Sorry, Jonathan, I know you're going to lose your Xbox, but PlayStation's better.
Screw 12! Skeeter Boys for life!
What the hell is a Skeeter Boy?
What? Hey, Nuna, watch out for the car!
Oh, Jesus.
You are fucking grounded, mister!
For the rest of your life, young man!
Stealing a cop car is a hucker don't!
And crashing the cop car that you stole is a hucker don't!
And going outside at nighttime is a hucker don't!
Why are you guys calling it that? Some of those are just laws.
I'm sorry, everyone. I was just trying to be a Skeeter Boy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you trying to say Skater Boy, like the Avril Lavigne song?
No, Skeeter Boy. It's the gang I'm in.
Oh, my God! He's part of a gang!
And being in a gang is a hucker don't. I knew all that rap music was corrupting our kids' minds.
In those darn video games!
Anything else you want to admit to, young man?
Yes, sir. I broke into everyone's car in the neighborhood and stole a bunch of stuff.
You little shit!
I can't believe I pushed you out of my vagina!
Honey, DNA test tomorrow, because no way is a hucker do. Because a hucker do would not do the things that you did.
Okay, look, I know you guys are really upset, but he did crash my police car into my brother's car, so I'm gonna need your insurance information, because my brother is the suing type, and I also can't arrest him because he's a minor.
Upstairs now, mister. I'm gonna give you a spanking so hard it's gonna turn your little tushy purple.
You promise?
Jesus, and read your Bible! Leviticus 18:22!
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but how cool was that plane, though, right? It looked cool when it flew over, right?
Oh, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a plane fly that low.
Yeah, you saw it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
So what airline was I flying for? Like, what color was the plane?
Silver?
No, it was bright yellow, because I was flying Spirit Airlines. What other airline do you think would let me fly that dangerously?
Well, listen, I'm sorry, I didn't go outside. My son was sleeping, and I didn't want to wake him up.
What other friend do you have that would endanger the life of 200 passengers just to say hi? You're never going to get that kind of friendship anywhere else.
I can't believe Jeffy's still sleeping through all that. Okay, let's go to bed.
What did you just turn on the TV?
What did you sit on the remote?
No!
Breaking news, MK! A plane had to make an emergency landing after scraping the top of a house. In other breaking news, MK, a high-speed police chase ended in front of a house, and the armed suspect has entered the home through a hole in the roof, and police have the place surrounded now.
Marvin, you don't think that's our house, do you?
No, just look for the remote. The TV's really loud.
Okay. Oh, it's right here.
Turn off the TV.
Okay,
let's go to sleep.
Nobody move!
Oh my God!
Freeze, you bastard! Drop the knife! Drop the gun or I'll kill him!
Can you guys be quiet?
Let him go or I'll blow you!